and keeping it all in the family right now, Jeremy Jacobs. He is the owner, chairman, and governor of the Boston Bruins. Mr. Jacobs, thank you so much for joining us here. Hardy, Judd Surratt, Bob Beers, great day here so far.
Thanks for inviting me. It's a spectacular day. Opening day is always special to me, and I imagine is to about 10,000 other people right here.
Mr. Jacobs, what's it like for you? I mean, you've owned the team for more than 40 years, and you've gone to countless home games, whether it's the old Boston Garden or here at TD Garden, but to experience a home game like this, what's it like for you?
It reminds me a little bit of the outdoor game at Fenway. That kind of atmosphere, it's unbelievable, and it's something very special, and it shows how special hockey is to New England, and it's spectacular. It's overwhelming, but I like overwhelming.
Yeah, hockey is very popular here, and it's very popular throughout the league right now as well. Maybe just kind of give us an update of the state of the league and the direction you're going there.
As you heard, we just moved to bring Seattle in, and that's one of the oldest hockey locations in the history of hockey. I think they won the cup in 1911, I think it was, or something like that. So it predates all of us, thank God. But I'm happy to be here and happy to be part of revitalizing and bringing it back to this great game to that part of the world. I think it's going to open up a whole new segment for us. But I think the league is healthier and stronger than it's ever been, and it continues to grow. And it's something I think it's going to continue to expand, in not necessarily in number of teams, but in the hearts of the people.
Mr. Jacobs, you were inducted into the Hall of Fame last year as a builder, so congratulations for that.
Thanks for remembering it.
but as Bob just said, or Robert, as you called him before we started, I love that. Yeah. I'm gonna call Bob Beers Robert from now on. As a builder, and that's how you were inducted, what other cities do you think the NHL needs to be built up in? Seattle is an obvious one. I think there's a couple other obvious cities when people think about it, as someone who's been doing it as long as you have. Where do you look at as far as the next city?
I look at where we can make the greatest impressions and have the most effectiveness. Clearly, the one area that is missing is Houston, because that's such a great city. But we don't have any really poor cities anymore. They're continuing to flourish, I think. I think we just have to build on the content that we have in these communities. I've been part of Columbus. I was part of Nashville. As part of Tampa, I mean, these are areas that you wouldn't have thought of, but who have flourished in the last decade. So we've got a lot of strong franchises. Who would have ever thought Vegas?
I know.
I know.
And what a story it was.
Yeah, I didn't. But
Seattle's got some pressure on it.
It was overwhelmingly successful.
Yeah. And the other leagues now are looking at it and said, why didn't we do this 20 years ago?
Yeah.
So it's a great move.
I owe it to Gary Bettman and to the people in Las Vegas for what they've done. That guy's done an unbelievable job. He's been a great, great addition.
Mr. Jacobs, with your franchise here, the Boston Bruins, it's a veteran core, but here in the last year and a half, they've taken the direction much younger. What do you like about that?
The young youth. I mean, it's obvious. It's where hockey is. We all love our old stars, but it's the new ones that make us great.
All right, Mr. Jacobs, we appreciate it. Owner, governor, chairman of the Boston Bruins, a great, great atmosphere out here today. Let's hope that the team goes out there and delivers a win for the home opener today.
Yes, hope springs eternal. I expect them to. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot, fellas.
Thank you, Mr. Jacobs.
Thanks a lot for joining us here on the Dunkin' Donuts Bruins pregame show.